This is a podcast from WILL AM 580. To support our station, please visit www.willpledge.org. That's www.willpledge.org.
This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast for Monday, August 13th. I'm Jeff Bossert. Coming up, the waiting game has started in Springfield. Lawmakers have passed a budget. Now they're waiting to see if Governor Rod Blagojevich will sign the measure. And we'll have a look at your AM 580 weather forecast for Champaign-Urbana, but first, today's news. The Illinois State Fair continues this week in Springfield, but the question is how. Amanda Vinicky reports.
Illinois has been without a budget since the 1st of August, which means that the state cannot pay its bills. However, the state fair is in full swing. Country star Gretchen Wilson and others performed over the weekend, and vendors are selling corn dogs and lemon shakeups. Director of the fair, Amy Bleefnick, says it makes sense to continue the fair tradition.
We don't just start planning it in July and August. I mean, this has been in the works since last year's fair. And so, you know, the momentum's already there. Contracts are done, and entertainment's booked. And so it's fiduciarily responsible to continue with it.
However, Bleefnick was unable to answer exactly how the fair is paying its bills, especially as some acts demand prompt payment. Other payments are not due until later. Others have already been paid. Bleefnick says there have been no cancellations due to the situation. A spokesman promised everyone will be paid once Illinois has a budget. I'm Amanda Vinicky.
Some Democratic leaders in Indiana and other states are worried that having Senator Hillary Rodham Clinton at the top of their 2008 ticket could hurt candidates at the bottom. In more than 40 interviews, Democratic candidates, consultants, and party chairs from every region pointed to internal polls that give Clinton strikingly high unfavorable ratings in places with key congressional and state races. Democratic State Representative Dave Crooks of Washington says Clinton would hurt any candidate by 3 or 4 percentage points. That kind of drag could defeat one or more of Indiana's 3 freshman Democratic congressmen, all fighting to retain their seats next year. The chairman of one state Democratic party in the Midwest calls Clinton a nightmare for congressional and state legislative candidates. Prosecutors in Miami are scheduled to begin closing arguments today in the trial of a former Chicago gang member facing terrorism support charges. But the jurors won't be asked whether Jose Padilla is guilty of a supposed Al-Qaeda dirty bomb plot for which he was arrested 5 years ago. Instead, they will be asked to convict him and 2 co-defendants on charges that they were part of a North American support cell that supported finances, supplies, and recruits to Al-Qaeda and other Islamic extremist groups. A key piece of evidence is a 5-page form Padilla supposedly filled out in 2000 to attend an Al-Qaeda terrorist training camp in Afghanistan. About 80 people gathered outside the gate of the Northwest Illinois home of military contractor Blackwater on Saturday. They were there to protest the company that trains mercenaries, police forces, and private individuals. Organizer Mary Shesgreen traveled all the way from Elgin to the site north of Mount Carroll to protest. Shesgreen helped form the Illinois-based group Clearwater, their goal to shut down Blackwater.
Corporate armies are not answerable to anybody but their shareholders and their own bottom line. That makes them the very opposite of a democratic force. I see them as a threat to our democracy.
Shesgreen says it's just the beginning of a long campaign, and she and Clearwater are in it for the long haul. Illinois' Treasurer's Office will begin its first online auction of unclaimed property today on eBay. The items being auctioned have been unclaimed for at least 5 years. They come from sources including safe deposit boxes, inactive bank accounts, and stocks and bonds. The state says in many cases the owner doesn't know the property exists. The items being offered starting today include jewelry, watches, coins, stamps, and baseball cards. The state holds proceeds from the auction for the rightful owners or heirs. The Office of State Treasurer Alexi Janulius says the items can be previewed online or at the state fair. Downtown Champaign's free wireless internet system is ready to go. Wireless access points have been placed on 10 downtown locations, including traffic signals and light poles. Champaign City Council voted in June to allow placement of the access points. Champaign-based Pavlov Media installed the system free of charge. Go Networks is serving as the wireless equipment provider. The network is accessible to anyone with a standard Wi-Fi-equipped laptop or mobile device. Users are asked to provide a name, address, and phone number to register. Dorothy Kellmeyer is Pavlov's business development manager. She says wireless access will be offered in three-hour blocks. Users will be asked to log in again every 3 hours. It turns out that Berwyn's famed and much maligned spindle has a lot of friends. Since last month's announcement that the sculpture of eight cars impaled by a massive steel pipe was going to be dismantled to make way for a Walgreens pharmacy, fans have been trying to save the spindle. There are at least three websites devoted to trying to save the spindle, and there are two Save the Spindle t-shirt campaigns. There's even a group called Friends of the Spindle. One thing that may hurt the effort is that Walgreens has said it won't help pay to relocate the sculpture. The 50-foot sculpture is scheduled to be taken down in 60 days. For the latest newscast online, go to wiol.uiuc.edu/news. This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast. I'm Jeff Bossert. Illinois lawmakers have approved a full year's budget, but rather than breathing a sigh of relief that the longest overtime session in state history is finally over, most observers are holding their breath about what might come next. Sean Crawford has details.
In normal circumstances, once members of the legislature pass a budget, their work is done. Most state budgets are part of an agreement, and the governor's signature is usually an afterthought. This has been far from a normal year, however. Democrats in control of state government have failed to put a spending plan together that appeases all sides, especially Governor Rod Blagojevich. The governor has pushed for universal health care for months, even proposing the largest tax hike in Illinois history to pay for it. The lack of consensus has left state government on the edge of a shutdown, one that could be devastating, especially for those who depend on state services. That's why last week the legislature moved without the governor to pass a budget, one that would last for the entire year, not a temporary measure as Blagojevich had suggested. House Speaker Mike Madigan told lawmakers their work was complete.
My advice to all members would be, don't come to Springfield. We've done our job. There's no need to work on a 30-day budget. So again, don't come to Springfield until you get notice from my office or from Representative Cross's office that it would be an appropriate time to come.
But it's far from a done deal. Blagojevich has been critical of the plan, saying it's an unbalanced budget and fails to include his priorities.
I think it's irresponsible and wrong and a disservice to the people and a betrayal to the people to simply accept bad budgets, budgets that are not good for people, just because we want to finish our work and go home. That is irresponsible. That is poor leadership. That is the wrong thing to do. So we just got to keep working at this to make this budget the best possible budget we can get, and let's keep working. And if it's not quite right, let's keep the process going.
Blagojevich could reject the budget or wait weeks to take action. Either move has consequences. But for Blagojevich, it's evident he must keep the session going or be labeled the loser in his battle with the General Assembly. Lawmakers understand that even though they've passed a spending plan, the political games that have embodied this year are far from over. John Sullivan, a Rushville Democratic senator, says the budget is a good one, and despite the governor's complaints, it's the best that can be done in the current situation.
You know, if he decides to either sit on the budget or veto the budget or mandatorily veto the budget, that's a decision that he's going to have to make, and then we will have to react based on that. I just think that would be a terrible mistake if he sits on the budget and allows government to shut down. I can't see him doing that. I think it would be a huge mistake on his part.
One thing for certain, a court decision last week gives the governor a bit more time to figure out his next step. A judge allowed an agreement between the state's largest public employees union and the comptroller that will make sure state workers get paid through this month. But it's not a long-term solution, and if the budget impasse stretches into September, it's likely many government employees could miss paychecks or face possible furloughs. Comptroller Dan Hines.
The fact that employees will continue to be paid in the month of August must not be allowed to impede, delay, or diminish the urgency of enacting a lawful budget. Until a budget is signed into law, school districts, social service agencies, and tens of thousands of workers will remain shortchanged.
There's also other unfinished business that could take up the legislature's time, including a statewide construction program and bailout of Chicago mass transit agencies. Those topics have become entangled in the budget mess, and some speculate approving an operations budget and getting that out of the way could help lawmakers focus on the rest of the agenda. What's still unclear is if the governor will allow that to happen. I'm Sean Crawford.
In the forecast for the region today, mostly sunny skies, the high around 90. Clear skies tonight, the low around 65. Hot and humid tomorrow, partly sunny, the high around 95. And heat index readings around 100 in the afternoon. Mostly cloudy, a 30% chance of showers Tuesday evening, the low around 68. For Wednesday, mostly cloudy, there's a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms, the high around 92 degrees. This has been the AM 580 News Daily Podcast for Monday, August 13th. You can find podcasts of Focus 580, the afternoon magazine, agricultural programming, as well as other helpful information at our website, will.uiuc.edu. I'm Jeff Bossert, AM 580 News.